From the Earl Carroll Theater in Hollywood, Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents... Your Radio Hall of Fame. Honoring today, Rudy Vallee, Agnes Moorehead, and the radio program, Suspense. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rudy Vallee.
My mind is your time. Thank you, and for the Philco Corporation, welcome to Radio's Hall of Fame, where each Sunday you may expect the unexpected, even to your master of ceremonies. Mr. Paul Whiteman, who usually handles this role, has gone east to line up future stars for the Radio Hall of Fame. And so for this week, he has asked me to fill his shoes. I'm glad it was only his shoes. Before Paul left, he made me promise to sing a song, one particular song. Phil, this time's a dear old name, shot till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again, let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink to all the careless hearts, drink to the happy days, drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always. To the trees, the sky, the spring and its glorious happiness, to the youth, the fire, to the light that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday.
Fill the sights of dear old Maine, fill the rafters ring.
And certainly, of all the many songs you've introduced and made famous, the Maine Stein song best deserves to be honored here in Radio's Hall of Fame. Now, folks, any day now, you'll be hearing Rudy Vallee over a new Philco radio. Now, just remember that the new Philcos are new all the way through, with increased power, finer engineering, exclusive new features that are 10 years ahead of your pre-war radio. Now, take Philco's new portable. There's a war baby. Born of Philco's research in miniature tubes for communications equipment. And it uses an entirely new circuit that will make you forget all your previous ideas about portable radios. Or take Philco's sensational new automatic radio record player. It's a new way to play records. Just put any size record in the slot, close the door, and it starts, plays, and stops automatically. And it's the same story with Philco's new radio phonographs and table models. They're sparkling with new improvements. And remember, you get a plus with a Philco. The plus that has made Philco famous for quality the world over.
Now your Radio Hall of Fame presents...
Suspense. Today, we bring you Miss Agnes Moorehead, starring in Sorry Wrong Number, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed by William Spear.
That introduction has ushered in some of the most chilling moments in radio history. From the very outset, 3 years ago, this program became a listening must. Experts say that one of the chief reasons for its popularity is the brilliant production by William Spear. And perhaps the most famous play ever produced on suspense is Lucille Fletcher's extraordinary study in terror. Sorry, wrong number. This play has been presented 4 times, which is almost unheard of in radio entertainment. Life magazine gave it a spread in a recent issue, and Billboard magazine honored it as one of the 7 best broadcasts of the year. Today, the Radio Hall of Fame brings you Miss Agnes Moorehead
in a remarkable tale of
suspense.
Your call, please.
Operator, I've been dialing Murray Hill 40098 now for the last 3/4 hours, and the line is always busy. I don't see how it could be busy that long.
One moment, please.
It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I'm all alone here in the house. My health is very poor, and I've been feeling so nervous all day.
Ringing Murray Hill 40098.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, is Mr. Stevenson there?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, George?
Yes, sir. This is George speaking.
Hello, who's this? What number am I calling, please?
I'm here with our client.
Oh, good. Is everything okay? Is the coast clear for tonight?
Yes, George. He said to get there in about 10 minutes.
Okay, okay.
Very well. You know the address.
I know, I know. At 11 o'clock, the private patrolman goes around to the bar on 2nd Avenue for a beer.
That's right, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
The lights are all out downstairs and... What's that? Just a minute, George. Oh, our client tells me that at 11:15 a train crosses the bridge. It makes a noise in case a window is open and she should scream.
Oh, hello. What number is this, please?
Okay, that's 11:15, the train.
Yeah. Do you remember everything else, George?
Yes, I use a knife on her, as little blood as possible. Then afterwards, I remove the rings and bracelets and the jewelry in the bureau drawer. Because our client wishes it to look like simple robbery. Don't worry. Everything's okay. I never...
Oh, how awful. How unspeakably awful.
Your call, please.
Operator, I've just been cut off.
I'm sorry. What number were you calling?
Why, it was supposed to be Murray Hill 40098, but it wasn't. Some wires must have got crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I just heard the most dreadful thing. Something about a murder. And, operator, you'll simply have to retrace that call at once.
May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Elbert Stevenson. But listen,
and
I know...
And your telephone number, please.
Plaza 3, 2099. But if you go on wasting all this time...
Have you reported this to the police?
Well, no, not yet.
You want this call checked purely as a private individual?
Yes, but meanwhile,
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we couldn't make this check for you and trace the call just on your say-so as a private individual. We'd have
to... Oh, for heaven's sake, you mean to tell me... Ridiculous. Of all the stupid... I never heard of such nonsense. What? She could easily...
Your call, please.
The police department. Get me the police department, please.
Thank you. Ringing the police department.
Police station, precinct 43, Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police department, this is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Elbert Smythe Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling up to report a murder.
Huh?
I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I just overheard plans for it over the telephone over a wrong number that the operator gave me.
Yes, ma'am.
Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge. Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am.
And there was a private patrolman on the street. He was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue. And there was some third man, a client, who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's unnerved me dreadfully, and I'm not very well.
I see, ma'am, I see. What's your name, please?
Mrs. Stevenson, Mrs. Elbert Stevenson.
Uh-huh. And your address?
5353 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge, the Queensboro Bridge, you know. And we have a private patrolman on our street, and 2nd Avenue is just...
Pardon me, what was that number you were calling?
Murray Hill 40098.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean, Murray Hill 40098 is my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and his line was busy, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home.
We'll look into it, Mrs. Stevenson.
Well, the whole thing calls for a search, a complete and thorough search of the whole city. I'm very near the bridge, and I'm not far away from 2nd Avenue, and I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio car to my neighborhood at once.
Well, now, this ain't the only 2nd Avenue in the whole world, you know, ma'am. Maybe it was a long-distance call you overheard.
And maybe it wasn't. I'm all alone and very nervous.
Well, yes, ma'am.
My maid, Eloise, she's a big girl. She weighs 200 pounds. She's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray. And it's her night out, and my husband, Albert, he's crazy about me. He just adores me.
Yes,
he waits
ma'am.
On me hand and foot. He scarcely left my side since I took sick 12 years ago.
Yeah, well, now, look,
at
lady,
his office.
We'll take care of it. Just now, I got a couple of other matters here on my desk that require immediate attention. Good night, ma'am.
But what will you do? Stupid. Oh, why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't... Hello? Albert? Hello? 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 Oh, what's the matter with this phone? Hello? Hello? Oh. Hello? Hello? Oh, for heaven's sake, who is this? Hello? 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 Oh, who's trying to call me? What are they trying to do to me? Operator... Operator,
your call, please.
Operator, now look, I'm an invalid, and I'm very nervous, and I'm not supposed to be annoyed. I don't know what's the matter with this phone tonight, but it's positively driving me crazy. The whole world could be murdered for all you people care, and now my phone keeps ringing and ringing and ringing every 5 seconds or so, and when I pick it up, there's no one there.
I am sorry. If you will hang up, I will test it for you.
Oh, I don't want you to test it for me. Ring that Murray Hill 40098 number again. I can't think what's keeping him so long.
You may dial that number direct.
Oh, listen here, you... Oh, what's the use of... Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm going out of my mind. Hello, stop ringing. Do you hear? Answer me. Who is this? You realize you're driving me crazy? Who's calling me? What are you doing it for? Now, stop it, I say. I can hear somebody there listening. Hello?
Is this Plaza 32099?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. This is Plaza 32099.
This is Western Union. I have a telegram here for Mrs. Albert Stevenson. Is there anyone there to receive the message?
Well, I'm Mrs. Stevenson.
The telegram is as follows. Mrs. Albert Stevenson, 53 North Sutton Place, New York, New York. Darling, terribly sorry. Tried to get you for last hour, but lying busy. Leaving for Boston 11 p.m. tonight on urgent business.
Oh,
back
no.
Tomorrow afternoon. Keep happy. Love, signed, Albert.
Oh, no.
Do you wish us to deliver a copy of the message?
No, thank you.
Thank you, madam. Good night.
Good night. Oh, Albert. How could you? When you knew I was going to be alone... I can't be alone tonight. If I'm alone one more second, I'll go mad. I don't care what he says or what the expense is. I'm a sick woman. I'm entitled to a little consideration.
This is information. May I help you?
I want the telephone number of Henschley Hospital. It's somewhere in the 70s. It's a very small, private, and exclusive hospital where I had my appendix out 2 years ago. Henschley, H-E-N-C-H.
One moment, please.
Well, please hurry. And please, what is the time?
You may find out the time by dialing Meridian 712.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I've no time to be dialing.
The number of Henschley Hospital is Butterfield 83310.
You... 8 3 3 1 0 1.
Henschley Hospital, good evening.
I want the nurse's registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night.
Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular?
No, but I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago. And after all, I do expect to pay this person for attending me.
We quite understand that, madam. Registered nurses are very scarce just now. And our superintendent has asked us to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels it is absolutely necessary.
Well, it is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman. I'm very upset, very. I'm alone in this house, and I'm an invalid, and tonight I overheard a telephone conversation that upset me dreadfully. A woman is going to be murdered when a train crosses. In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see. Well, I'll speak to Miss Phillips as soon as she comes in.
Miss Phillips?
And what is your name, madam?
Miss Ellis, when do you expect her in?
Well, I really couldn't say. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
Well, 11 o'clock? But it's not 11 yet. Where is my clock? Oh, my clock has stopped. I thought it was running down. What time is it?
Just 14 minutes past 11.
What was that?
Well, it was what, madam?
With that click just now in my own telephone. As though someone has lifted the receiver off the hook off the extension telephone downstairs.
I didn't hear it, madam. Now, about this...
I did. There's someone in this house, someone downstairs in the kitchen, and they're listening to me now. I won't pick it up. I won't let them hear me. I'll be quiet, and then they'll think... Oh, but if I don't call someone now while they're still down there, there'll be no time. Oh, I've got to get that operator. Please, operator.
Your call, please.
Operator, I'm in desperate trouble.
I am sorry, I cannot hear you. Please speak louder.
Well, I don't care. There's someone listening. Can you hear me now?
I am sorry.
But you've got to hear me. Oh, please, you've got to help me. There's someone in this house. Someone who's going to murder me. And you've got to get in touch with them. There it is, did you hear it? He's put it down. He's put down the extension phone. He's coming up. He's coming up the stairs. Oh, give me the police department. Give me the police department.
One moment, please.
Oh, hurry.
I will connect you.
Hurry. I can hear him. Hurry. Oh, no. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Police Department. Oh, I'm sorry. Must have got the wrong number. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
Bill Spear. I'm sure we all understand now why the Roma Wine program Suspense is called radio's outstanding theater of thrills. You know, I'm sort of a stranger here in radio's Hall of Fame, just visiting this week. And so for this next part coming up, I'm going to step out of the picture for a moment and let a regular member of the hall speak for Paul Whiteman. Martha Tilton.
Thank you, Rudy. In 1944, when I was touring the South Pacific, a tropical storm blew up, and we ran like crazy for the nearest shelter, a Little Red Cross hut. The place was loaded with G.I.s all listening to a program called G.I. Jive. G.I. Jive was started shortly after the war began by a young girl named Marty Wilkerson, who became known to millions of servicemen simply as Jill. In the 3 years that she's been heard overseas, she's drawn more fan mail than any other star in show business. There's a reason for this, because Jill represents the girl back home, and as such, she's been one of the most important factors in raising the morale of our men in the armed services. And so, Jill...
Yes, Martha?
Philco's Radio Hall of Fame presents you with this award, which reads as follows. For meritorious service to the armed forces through 1,500 performances of her program, G.I. Jive, which has supported the morale of our men overseas and almost single-handed defeated the clever enemy propaganda of Tokyo Rose and Axis Sally.
Martha, it's a great honor. You know, Martha, you're pretty much responsible for the success of my program because your record of I'll Walk Alone is the number one request from overseas. And, Martha, I wish you'd make us a brand new, up-to-the-minute version of it.
Well, all right.
We've got a recording equipment here, so I'll do an introduction and you record it.
Wonderful.
Well, let's do it.
All ready in there?
Okay, start cutting.
Okay, Jill, there goes the green light.
Well, fellas, usually I dedicate this number to some special fella at some special APO. But this time it's a very extra special recording by Martha Tilton of your all-time favorite, I'll Walk Alone. So Martha and I are dedicating it to all of you everywhere. Here it is. And I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams on the scattered, dreams we fashioned the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk
fellows liked it, Marty, and we were delighted to honor you here in Radio's Hall of Fame.
Today's my last chance to tell the Philco story from Hollywood, as next week the Radio Hall of Fame returns to New York, and I want to thank Philco. It's been wonderful working with story to tell.
Yes, Pierre, the Radio Hall of Fame salutes the stars made great by public recognition. Look how long the public has kept Philco tops in radio.
Sure, because you get that plus with a Philco. Quality.
And imagination, Pierre, as in Philco's new automatic record player. Remember when the Whiteman Band was playing? Missouri Waltz. And in 1930, you could hear it over the first table model radios introduced by Philco.
And if you play it on a record today, you're sure going to want Philco's automatic radio record player or a Philco radio phonograph with that patented new dynamic reproducer.
Well, you musicians know you can't top that.
It's what the best broadcasting studios use to play records and transcriptions. And you'll realize the difference the first time you play... Ask your dealer about Philco's patented dynamic reproducer. Gives you less needle noise, longer record life, plus broadcasting studio tone and performance in your own home.
As long as I can remember, Paul Whiteman has been helping youngsters up the stairways to the stars. This week, Paul lends a hand to a young lad named Lenny Sherman. First time I laid eyes on Lenny, I was amazed to see that in his case, the 97% of chemical matter which composes the human body seemed to consist entirely of a sport coat that looks as though it ran second to war night, a school pennant, and a slightly cracked record of Perry Como. Ladies and gentlemen, meet the real-life Haroldine, Lenny Sherman.
Gosh, thanks a lot for that swell introduction, sir, but gee.
What are you staring at, son?
Gee, you put on a lot of weight.
Weight? Me? I still have the same sylph-like figure I've always had. Perhaps you have me confused.
I don't think so. Mr. Whiteman said that one of the greatest crooners of our day would introduce me.
Well?
Gosh, Mr. Sinatra, you look wonderful.
Sinatra! Son, haven't you ever heard of Rudy Valley?
Oh, sure, my mother told me. He was the Frankie Boy of the Stone Age.
Your mother told you?
Oh, yes, mother always listened to him on our crystal set was working.
Come now. Sure you've heard of Rudy Valley, the vagabond lover.
Vagabond lover? You mean there was a housing shortage after the last war?
Headstrong youth. I can see it now. A night in June, a gorgeous Gibson girl, dashing around madly in my Stanley steamer.
Mr. Valley, I wouldn't be too envious. Gosh, if it wasn't for my girl Ethel, I don't know what I'd do.
Ethel, I take it as you're steady.
Oh, no. She goes with every Tom, Dick, Dick, and Harry, Harry.
Tom, Dick, Dick, and Harry, Harry?
Yeah, she double dates.
Oh, I...
But that's all over. It wasn't my fault, it was her father's. He got a bad impression of me when he saw them throw me out of the public library. Gosh, all I did was ask for a copy of Forever Amber. With pictures. But gosh, I just met Margaret O'Brien. Gee, she's wonderful. I see her every day after class at the Little Red Schoolhouse on the MGM lot, and then I help her carry her money home. She's really swell. I go out with her every night. It's just one mad round. The sandbox at Ciro's, the hot chocolate bar at the Macombo, and yesterday swimming at Malibu. Gee, when I walked out on the beach, did she laugh? Gosh, in a bathing suit, I look like a pair of pliers wearing a Band-Aid. But I guess women are all the same.
Now, wait a minute, Lenny. Not all of them.
Mr. Valley, your voice is changing.
That wasn't me. That was Martha Tilton. Lenny, say hello to Martha.
Hello. Gosh, Miss Tilton, what I wouldn't give to be married to a girl like you.
Well, that's very sweet, Lenny.
Martha, or may I... call you Miss Tilton. Do you believe that two people should work together for something they both intend to share?
Why, yes, Lenny, I do.
You do? Golly, then will you help me crack these peanuts?
Lenny, now, instead of thinking about marriage, you should be going back to school.
Oh, no more school for me.
Well, Lenny, I'm surprised at you. Do you want people to say that you're an idiot, a moron, an oaf, an imbecile, a dunce? What are you laughing at, Lenny?
I'll bet I'm in there somewhere.
You should be. Nice work, Lenny Sherman. Let Bob Hope look to his laurels. Next week on Radio's Hall of Fame, you'll hear Paul Whiteman again, Walter Pigeon, and John Sablon. Now, this is Rudy Valley saying good night, and thanks, Bob, for a swell evening.
Be sure to listen to Philco's other program, The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, over most of these same stations Monday through Friday. Agnes Moorehead appeared through the courtesy of MGM, producers of A.J. Cronin's The Green Years. Rudy Valley can be heard on his own show every Thursday for Dream. This This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.